Hi guys. Good day. How are you? And welcome to Describe. I legit shook my shoulders and gave myself this rough rumble, like a dance basically, before sorry, when I was saying hi guys. So today's episode is very direct and it's very simple. Why I have so many brands. I don't think anybody has really come to me and asked me, "Oh, why do you have a podcast? Why do you have a blog? Why do you run a business? Oh, why are you trying out graphic design?" I don't think anybody has done that. But here I am trying to give you reasons as to why I have these things. Do you think it's weird or it's just me in my head really, really, really thinking about it and stuff? Well, fast forward or take it backward, like to take this backward twice, like 1 to or 15 seconds back, and here we go. So, hi, my name is Chinasa. I have a podcast called Describe, and you're listening to Describe Podcast. I have a brand called Kula.ng. I serve drinks, cocktails, mocktails, fruit salad, parfaits, smoothies, and a bunch of other stuff. Juices, really, to people for consumption, obviously, and to make money out of it. I also have a blog called We Speak Minds. And I think it's important for me to document this blog, this podcast on why I have so many brands for myself, really, so that in the next 10 years I will listen to this and smile and say, "Ooh, I believe by then these brands will be big." Can I get an amen? Amen. And I believe by then, even if they are not big in the eyes of you or you or you, it would be big in my eye. Do you know why? In my eyes, do you know why? I mean, because it lasted 10 years. For my brand, my longest standing brand is We Speak Minds. I've had it since 2019. It was a blog, yeah. So I had that blog and I just wanted to talk. I wanted to write. I wanted the blog to be a space where people that write could come and express themselves. Like you send me your work or you're an editor on the blog. You just come and put your stuff so people can go and read stuff off it. I really didn't know whether I wanted people to be inspired or stuff like that. I just wanted a center where people would come and read stuff because for me, my art is the art of writing and I find it beautiful. I find it different, is a different type of beauty entirely. So I just wanted a space where people would come and read stuff and sit back and say, "Oh my God, that hit a nerve." Yeah, so that was why I started the blog as at 2019. I don't know why, but backstory, when I started this blog in 2019, I felt some type of I would want to use the word shame. I wouldn't even lie. I don't know the people I kept around me back then. I mean, did we meet in 2019? Think about it. But I wasn't confident about coming out to tell people that I have a blog. I don't even know why. I just felt like people would think I was doing too much or a blog was somewhat unnecessary. Oh my God. I really, really don't know why. But yeah, that was the major reason. I had that blog and I don't think I did so much with it in 2019. I just downloaded WordPress and tried to figure it out on my own, put up some pictures that I felt were cool on the blog, and yeah, that was it. However, the blog has been inconsistent. I post sometimes, I post in a month, like I don't post once in a month, maybe post like 5, maybe 2 weeks running. I'm consistent, yeah, and the fire just dies. I mean, that's what these things happen like this sometimes. I mean, can you relate? If you cannot relate, I'll be so proud of you, because for me, I always try to do something, and once I have that fire going, the fire keeps going. It's like when I now get to that point where I'm just supposed to keep pushing and keep doing and keep doing, I just start to find reasons to not keep doing, and it's sad. So that has sadly been the story of the blog. But this year, I tried. I think I have been almost like a month consistent, then inconsistent, then consistent, then inconsistent, and stuff like that. But yeah, that's how that blog came about, and that's how it has been. I intend on changing it. Hopefully that works. Hopefully I put my head down and just enjoy writing, that I don't forget to not post, and I don't get caught up in life that I forget about the blog. So why I have so many brands is because I know that these things are individual stuff. I think I try to what's the word? I try to project some sort of individuality for everything. I am one person, no doubt, but my leg moves with the other part of its body, with the of the, my body. But without my leg, I can't move. Do you understand? But my leg is my leg. My leg is not called my body. Oh God, that seems like grammar. My leg is my leg. My leg cannot move without my body. Do you get it? So, that's almost how my brands are. I sell cocktails and mocktails. I used to sell smoothies. I'm not really into it anymore, because when I don't even have a fridge. But I used to sell smoothies and cocked and juices and stuff in the past, and I just didn't find it comfortable to add all of it to, like, let's say the blogging brand, because I just didn't find it comfortable. And there's a thing with me, for any time I want to start, let's say there's an idea pushing in my head for something, I never try to like put it under what I already have. For instance, now I have a podcast, but I already had a blog. So therefore, when I was going to release the podcast, I should have just maybe called it We Speak Minds Podcast. Would you guys have liked that name? Because it seems like hard work to me. Hi guys, I have a blog. It's called We Speak Minds. I mean, the way I'll say it to you at that point, let's assume that was the name. It would sound sweet, but right now it doesn't sound like sweet at all, at all, at all. So, for everything I want to do, I always have an inspiration of what to call it. Yes. So for We Speak Minds, I mean, I think I already explained that. For describe, I had two reasons. Funny thing is, I was going to call describe a brand name for both, for like a tote bag fashion line, and for a tote bag fashion line, and I even wanted to turn it to like a company, like another brand for something else. But along the line, it just fits. So the name Describe came when I was in Uyo. That's towards the end of last year. But that was what I wanted to use it for. But when I was leaving Uyo, I think when I was traveling out of Uyo, the name like popped up again in my head as how it would be suitable for a podcast, for me to tell my story, express myself, and talk about stuff, different things, the places I travel to, the places I have been to, what people think, what people's opinions are, the questions in my head, and stuff like that. culture, fashion, the fusion of all of these things together. I was like, oh my God, Describe would be a name that just works perfectly for it. I recall how I made my first Describe logo. Because I am into graphic design now and visual communication, that logo and that identity seems very, very funny to me right now. But when I was doing it in 2021, it was fun. I enjoyed doing it. I did it during the period when my sister was about to give birth. I did it like in the hospital. I sat down. I kept doing and I kept doing and I kept doing. It was amazing to see. It was so beautiful because I put in hard work, time, passion to do it. But if you take a look at that logo now, your eyes will be like, oh, what's this girl really trying to do? But that's just how my own creativity was and how it is. I don't know if the rules of graphic design will permit it right now, but that's what it was. And yeah, that was what it was. Okay, so moving on back to the names and stuff. So that's how I got Describe. Then for Kula.ng, Kula was actually like a thought process. It was created. And I want to do this. I want to give thanks to God and the Holy Spirit. Yes, I know I laughed, but like I give it to them because for all of these brands, I don't see it as an ordinary name. When I am in that position and in that phase of creating a new stuff, these names come to me, and most especially, I find it beautiful because the names are sort of unique. For me, it is very unique. I remember vividly how I got Kula.ng. So I was thinking of how to make my business like something, like I was trying to solve a problem. Yes. So the problem I was trying to solve at that point in time was to serve people cold drinks. Yeah, 'cause school was very hot and I wanted to serve them like a particular type of cold drinks, drinks that would always be cold. That was maybe Zobo. Yeah. So at that point in time, I said, "Oh God, what would I call this thing?" And I was thinking about the fact that I would need a cooler or a fridge or something. Okay, I didn't have a fridge, so I was telling myself that, but if I have a cooler, I can just put these things inside. And I was legitly writing and like I still have it with me. I'm mapping out how I wanted these things to be. I even put a circle of how I wanted the whole thing to be. And the name dropped, Cooler. I was like, okay, cooler, 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 cooler. And I said cooler.ng. I was like, oh my God, Chinasa, you are a genius, baby. Chinasa, you are a genius. Yeah. So that was how the name Kula came about. Then .ng also was more like segmented because I checked online to see if there was anybody with the name, and I think there were a bunch of people with the name, but like not in this country. So I was like, oh, okay, dot ng. Yeah, so that's like how it is. Then yeah, that's how like all this individual stuff just came about, and they are like a part of me. I don't know if you were in my shoes, do you think you'd separate them? You try to call them one name and say Chinasa podcast, Chinasa blog. I mean, it would be very beautiful. Forget the way I'm saying it. It would be nice to have Chinasa's podcast, Chinasa's blog, and everything. But I like it this way. I like it this way. This way sounds very beautiful for me. It is like a straight definition of what I'm trying to do, at least for me. Yeah, for me. So it's so beautiful. I live my life regardless, like of all of these things, regardless of the blog, the podcast, the cooler and everything. They are a part of me, but like I am me. You know how sometimes people say separate your brand from your personal life. One time my brands were actually like mixed to my personal life. I mean they are still mixed, but there was one time it was heavy on that, heavy on like we're all intertwined together. But these days I try to separate it. I feel like I like it sometimes. I like the fact that sometimes my blog is different from me. Not different, but they're just like separate. At least with social media, I can even marginalize it. Because like you can even have like different accounts for this stuff. And yeah, so I really really like it that way. One thing I hope for, I hope to continue. Yeah, I hope to continue in this light. I hope that I like to call my blogs, sorry, my brands, my babies. I saw it from someone where she called her brand. She says she's a mom too. So since then, I just kept calling my brands my babies. I hope to see them grow. I hope to see them grow beyond my small states, beyond what it is right now. And I know they would grow, and I hope to listen to this years to come because this would be like me celebrating my brand. And I would play it most likely. Whenever I'm going to celebrate it, I'll play it and I'll say, "Wow, you've come such a long way. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you." I mean, think about it. If the world permits me to breathe, I mean, it can permit my brand, don't you think so? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I have come to the end of this podcast, really. I told myself that I was going to do this episode because it had been lingering, and I was like, okay, I should record. I'll talk about it. I'll try my possible best and do it. And yes. This is the scribe, and I am your host, Chinasa. Do you have a bunch of brands like I do? How is it coming for you? Does it make you lose focus? Like, do you forget one and focus on one? I think that's like the downside of this thing sometimes, because sometimes I have to just be all up on my podcast, and of course I can't be blogging at the same time. Sometimes I just have to do like business and I can't be podcasting or I can't be blogging. But I mean I can even intertwine them, because today I'm talking about my blog on the podcast, I'm talking about my business brand on the podcast, and I'm talking about the podcast on the podcast. So they are all intertwined. In case you are interested in knowing about my brand, you can give us a follow. So for Kula, that's where I sell stuff, check Instagram kula.ng, KOOLER dot ng. Then for the blog, it's called We Speak Minds. That is my most inactive blog of all time. It's so crazy. Sorry, social media account of all time. It feels like I don't even visit it. It's so crazy. We speak minds, but I hope to improve on it though. I hope to improve on it. Then I have Describe. So Describe is spelled DESKRYBE. And on Instagram, I am Chinasa Kasmer. Chinasa. Smir. The way I'm pronouncing this thing like this, are you like taking a pen to like write it down, or you're just having a mental note? Follow me, guys, and I'll give you a follow back. And you can tweet at us also on the same thing: Describe Podcast, Kula.ng, Chinasa Kasmer, We Speak Minds. I try to be consistent so you don't get lost when you go to social media handles to look for us. We are the same people everywhere, same today, same tomorrow, same forever, same yesterday. All right, guys, this is Describe, and thank you. Bye. Subscribe, rate this podcast wherever you are listening to it, and send me a message if you want to be on the podcast. This is Describe.